It's the 60th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
Holla.
Yes, we're all back from the depths of illness.
Yeah, Rebecca's feeling better.
We're feeling better.
Almost died.
You were missed by everyone last week.
Oh, yeah?
Mainly because I put a pie in his face.
Yeah.
Oh,
he lost the bet.
That she wore something...
Not forcefully.
Not to church.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not to church.
Oh, jeez. What's her name again?
Jessica Negri.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, that one. So Kurgan's next weekend for us.
Yes. Fact.
Yes.
Yeah, for you it might not be next weekend,
yeah.
But for us it is next weekend.
Well, if you're going, there's like 20 cons next weekend across the country. It's like so popular.
What? Easter weekend?
Yeah, there's like Anime Boston.
I think you save money on the
convention. I think you do, because it's a holiday.
Yeah.
Rental.
I wonder how much like drop off cons see if there's like a holiday on one of the days.
Well, I never went on Sundays.
No, you know, you don't go.
Or I would go maybe come back. I think one time I came back in the afternoon and it was like, ugh.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
She like did?
Yeah,
it was one of the early ones.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, but I don't know. Must not be that bad.
No, because they keep doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I lost Nix's email.
Do you need all of them?
I have Lancetti's.
I have all of the emails.
Don't seem to have Nix's.
I have all of them.
For some reason. I can read Lancetti's right now, though,
because
they emailed us weeks ago. Because it's been so long since Rebecca's been on. You ready, Rebecca?
Oh, yeah. We're jumping right in.
So Nix emailed us last week and asked us some questions, but also asked you some questions as well. So we got a lot of questions.
I love it.
And we're also going to start inviting more people to the podcast because I have to kind of stop being
social.
Shy. Yeah. And do it.
Me too.
But since it's local, I'm kind of waiting until after SakurCon because people are kind of hectic mode right now. So I didn't want to really bother anybody this week. So in a couple weeks. I just realized something as well. We're going to be so busy during SakurCon, we're not going to be able to film a podcast there.
You think so?
I don't think we have time.
We can wing it. I think we can do it.
We're like doing it at the restaurant while we're like taking our lunch break.
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering if... Ooh. Oh, if having a crafting or sewing party with Holly, would that help your current slump?
Holly brings it.
I bring the slump?
Yeah, you bring the party.
Oh, the party.
And the slump. I mean... No. That would be fun.
Yeah. I could probably push her to do it. I don't like pushing people. I'd be like, fucking Rebecca.
Jeez.
Let's fucking go.
Come on.
Go to the store.
I know.
Making a small prop or drafting out some ideas might help. Maybe you could sit in on one of her Twitch cosplay streaming sessions. Okay, you don't need it either.
Oh, because I'd just be making comments the whole time.
I think it would be pretty great. If being around crafty and artsy people brings that out in you, that might help. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think it does bring it out in you a little bit.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time by myself.
Are you interested in new Pokemon games that will coming out? I can answer that for you. No.
No.
That poor, poor man. The sea.
So last week, last Sunday, you know how the weather was all crazy?
Yes.
It was like raining and windy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One of the people that works at the, you know, Pokemon's here. And one of the people that works at Pokemon passed away because a tree fell on their car.
Holy
crap.
Super
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And their kid in the back seat survived.
Gosh darn it. The weather here. Well, yeah,
it was so random.
Lives, you know.
It was so random. It was just like, it was like sunny in the morning and then it was like, whoa.
Yeah, that wind was brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's a bummer.
God.
Yeah, we saw a car.
Oh, we saw, yeah, we saw a car
crushed.
Up by Volunteer Park.
Yeah.
And a tree had fallen on it.
See,
and it was just completely crushed. It was like an abandoned car, though, so.
There it
wasn't.
It wasn't like the Superman, but.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Got squished.
That's nice. That's nice for the podcast.
Yes. Oh, I'll share it with people.
Kevin, it's on Kevin's Twitter.
Yeah, it's on my Twitter.
His
at Kevin Louie. Wow, so original.
I can't believe you got that, at Kevin Louie.
Yeah. Well, it's because I jumped on Twitter when it was still a baby.
I remember going on Twitter when Obama first got to be president.
Oh, that's so long ago. Or that's, I'm even earlier than that. I got it when I got my dig, like, way back when Dig was still popular.
No, I didn't get, I was like, I remember signing into my Twitter and being, everybody was talking about the campaign and the excitement at the time, and I was like, this is the future.
Yeah. No, mine was, what was it? I got it because I wrote a story on Dig about this guy that got arrested in, like, he was an American and he was in Egypt. He got arrested in Egypt, but he was able, because you can text to your Twitter account and it'll automatically post your text message. So he sent a text message to his Twitter account and his friends saw it, and then they were able to get a consulate and get him out of jail. And I was like, that might be randomly useful at one day in the future, which I'll never get arrested in friggin'.
That's crazy.
Egypt. So I was like, I should get one. And I got my name. I was like, okay.
But Lancetti, yes. I'm interested in Pokemon Go, if that's any consolation.
Yes. Holly loves watching Pokemon at night.
Ooh, Pokemon at night.
Only
after-hours edition.
Yes, the adult. That probably already exists.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's a porn of Pokemon. Lots of porn.
Poke-porn.
Poke-porn. Do you think they're porn dressed up as the animals, the Pokemon? Or do you think they're
dressed
like
up?
Like
no,
misty?
It's all anime.
Oh, I was talking about, like, people.
Well, yeah, when you see the Pikachu and she's wearing, like, a bikini.
Yeah.
Oh, you want the humanized.
Yeah.
I was thinking animated porn with, like giant penises drawn on.
Well,
there better be that.
There's lots of that. Because that's easy.
Yeah.
But I was like, are they going to be, like, Ash and Misty, or is it going to be, like, Ash and Pikachu?
Yeah, what's the OTP in that particular?
I thought it was Ash and Misty. No, Misty and Brock? No. One of them.
I don't know about... Well, I mean,
there was an OTP thing for a while.
Brock and pretty much any girl.
Because he's older?
No, because he's like a lady.
Yeah, he always, always tries to talk to the ladies.
I don't know anything about
Nurse Joy. What's the police lady name?
But it's the same person in every town, right?
Well, no. Yeah, they're different people.
Do they have the same color hair, though?
Yes. So, the explanation was that, like, because it started off as the game, right?
Yeah.
It's because the designers couldn't make them look different enough, so everybody just looked the same.
Well, because they were little pixels back then, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, in the TV show, they spun it off as everybody's kind of the same. In the first couple seasons, everybody was, like, the same Nurse Joy. And I think they explained it. They're like, how can you be at two places at once? And then they're like, well, we're just sisters, or like a family or something like that.
A family, and they're all named Joy.
Yeah.
And they're all nurses, and they all have like what, the
same outfit,
pink hair or green hair?
Pink hair for Nurse Joy.
And then the cop has green hair.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, sorry. We keep getting on tangents.
There's definitely an OTP in Pokemon. What things do you paint watercolors? What do you paint with watercolors?
Weird looking people.
Really?
Yeah.
Outfits or just
faces?
I like their faces more.
She does like bust up.
Yeah, bust up.
I haven't seen any of your stuff.
No, I need to bring it in.
Yeah,
I need to get going again.
Yeah,
because it's good.
We got coloring
weird
books
stuff
recently. There's one over there.
Coloring,
there's one over there.
Good.
They're just kind of scattered about.
Yeah, we got these crayons at work that are like twist up Crayola crayons.
Oh,
so
yeah,
like almost colored pencils, almost crayons. Mm. They're nice.
I really like your nail polish, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, why are they at work? Why are you guys coloring at work?
Stress.
Oh, really?
Stress
room. Do they have like a little stress room?
We took that upon ourselves. Anytime we have a break, we're just like crammed it.
That's so cool. We started coloring. We got this one. It's like super detailed. And it took us like an hour, and it's like this much is done.
Yeah, some of them are pretty intense. Like, you gotta stick with it.
Do you mix mediums together?
I tried that a while back.
Didn't like it?
No, not really.
Like, it's hard to mix the mediums together.
With acrylic paints, it's a little easier.
Yeah.
And then I didn't really like acrylic paints, so.
They're that way.
I mean, well, sometimes I'll do like marker, like pens and watercolor.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it.
Have you tried watercolor pencils? What are watercolor pencils?
Those, I had a set a long time ago, and they're like colored pencils, but you get them like wet, and then yeah, they're interesting, but I haven't messed with those in a long time.
Huh?
Yeah,
I want to play with those. Those actually kind of sound pretty cool.
Yeah, they are cool.
Would you be interested in seeing artistic panels at anime cons? They kind of have some stuff. They had your doll stuff.
Yeah, we did the doll panels.
Yeah.
Artistic panels. I did some with, like, more at Comic-Con, actually, with, like, the artists.
Oh, they have the artists do panels?
Yeah.
So, you like, do you want to see kind of more of that? Because I don't see too much of, like famous, not famous, but, like, popular artists.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
They're usually stuck in the exhibit hall or whatever. Have you and Holly gone to the fashion shows at cons before? Yes.
Yeah. Did we go to like a what was it called? Six by Six?
Oh, shit.
What was that place?
It was called like Sixth. It was something.
Sixth. Yeah, was it? Yeah. Was it, we did that one. Did we do an H Naoto one or was it just like a booth?
It was H Naoto.
And then there was
a whole thing.
Chantilly. That was another one.
Yeah. We've been to a couple.
Yeah.
SakuraCon has pretty good ones.
Yeah.
That's what they're pretty good at. The fashion shows are pretty balla at SakuraCon. I don't think Anime Expo has one. I can't remember.
Fashion show? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't even know if I've even gone to a panel at Anime Expo.
We didn't.
No. Hentai worth watching.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we did.
Hentai worth watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's one worth going to. You know, every time.
Would recommend.
Yeah. Is that the only... That's the only one we went to, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. It was like... I don't even know why we decided to go to it.
I think it was just like the end of the day.
Yeah.
It was like
Sarah.
It was the last night. I think it was the last night. It was like end of the day.
It was stressful to get in.
And we were like, it's late. You want to do something? Because we didn't want to just go back to our hotel rooms. Yeah. And then...
I think Sarah was already in line for it.
I don't know why we didn't, like, go... No, we told her. We're like, we're going to go to this. And she's like, I'll get in line. And we're like, okay. But I don't know, like, why... We didn't go to, like, any bars. We were all over 21. It's not like we were really... Anyways, we're like, oh, we got to go.
We should have been drunk the whole time.
I know.
We didn't really take advantage of these opportunities as well.
We were, like, way too, like, innocent. No, anyways. Maybe I'm an alcoholic now. But I don't remember. I just remember being like, I'm bored. This sounds funny. And then we texted Sarah because she was always off on her own. And then she was like, I'll get in line. And then went in line. And yeah. They're there every year. And we never...
Well, we always try to go. They just don't have room for us.
No, it's popular.
We talked about it too much. It's all because of us, guys.
Gosh.
Everybody knows. Okay. Have you met the fashion guests? No, but they usually have like a booth in the exhibition hall,
and we'll pretend to be able to afford
or slash fit in them.
Oh yeah, that too. Like, oh, this extra large one looks good. You're really nice.
Yes, thank you for your email, Ansetti.
Yeah,
I'm sorry it took us so long to. Read it. Can you give me Nyx's?
Yes.
Yeah, man. God. I don't have any water in my cup. Okay, so Kevin and I answered some of these last week.
Right.
What was your first cosplay, Rebecca?
Was it the Bleach one? Rengiku?
Do we have
Matsumoto?
Do we have the same first cosplay?
She gave you hers,
I know,
right?
But I didn't know that was her first one. I thought she just
sure
had it.
It was.
Really?
We bought the Shihakusho.
Yeah.
Yeah, we bought that. We're like, oh, we could just do this. It was, yeah. God, I'm pretty sure that's the first one.
Wow, we have the same first cosplay.
Yeah.
Literally the same.
Yeah, literally, physically the same.
One. Except the wig, though, because my wig was...
Because she came with the wig, and I smacked it on the ground and said, that's not...
Outrageous.
I'm not wearing that. I remember you came to that apartment I lived in Queen Anne, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
Well, oh, hell no.
Wig.
What are your most memorable comments you've received on your cosplays? The one, okay, I have this memory of you at SakuraCon, and you were wearing one of the Alice costumes, and someone came up to you and, like, started, they were just like, oh, I love your cosplay, and you're like, thanks, and they're like, remember that one time in the video game when they did this with this, and then they did this? What did you think about that? Or what did you do in the game? Because I can't figure it out, or something, and Rebecca's like,
I think I just turned around and walked away. I remember that. There was like three of them.
Yeah.
And they were like really getting into it. And I'm like, oh shit. Because you,
they were like asking you very, very specific things about the video game. And I was like,
the horse.
God, I remember that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I just was kind of like, I have to go.
Like her brain exploded and she was like, I just gotta go.
Yeah.
That's the one I remember with you like the most. I was like, that's crazy. That was so intense.
I remember one from the Matsumoto one, and I got in the grass sandals, but they were the most uncomfortable things on the planet, so I was wearing just regular, like, Old Navy.
Yeah, flip-flops.
And this girl, I'm walking down the hallway, and I think it was the first thing anyone said to me. This girl's walking towards me, and she goes, oh my god, you look so good. It's just, like, perfect, except the shoes.
Like, she's, like, it was
really
like
bitchy. She's like, I was like, oh. I remember that.
It was like she said it, and then she was like, oh shit, the shoes.
Yeah, she's like, never mind. You fucked up. Oh, I'm sorry.
She got ahead of herself.
Yeah.
Was that at like SakuraCon or?
Yeah, that was at SakuraCon.
Oh my
walking
gosh.
Through that narrow hallway on the side, like on the fourth floor.
Oh yeah. Some people say things to people, and I don't think they realize, like, what they're saying is kind of rude.
Well, I know, and it's like, we're here having fun wearing a costume.
Right. I'm putting up with the crap!
Like, but that was the first time, you know?
Like, oh, that thing's supposed to be on the other side, like the sash or something. Oh, yeah. And, you know, like
That happened at the Borderlands girl.
Oh, yeah, she drew the heart on the wrong cheek.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then we were just photographing her. This was back when we did, like, really short shoots, you know? And we were just, like, about to take the picture, and someone just, like, walked in the middle of our shoot and was like, hey, your heart's on the wrong cheek. And she's like, I know, I did it in the mirror and I wasn't thinking, you know, like, she knew. And she was like, I just messed up. And then they were just, like, such assholes. And, like, multiple people said it to her, like, as they were walking by. And we were like, what the fuck? Calm down. Like, it was, I don't know. It's like, she knows.
I wouldn't even be able to remember. I'd be like, oh, yeah. And then, like, why do you know which side the heart is on? Like, you're looking at a screen and it's...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like...
People are really into stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's good until it turns into that kind of...
Right. I would never, like, walk up to someone and be like, the thing's on the wrong thing. Like,
you shit on your parade here.
Yeah. God. I'm like, she looked good, so it wasn't like... Yeah. I don't know.
So it's like those moments where you're like, oh my God, you look so great!
Yeah,
you know,
those are
the best moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That happens a lot. And then I get angry with myself because I'm not as good. When it comes to costumes, do you tend to choose comfort over accuracy or vice versa?
No, your history is.
I do
she gets really uncomfortable.
I get pretty uncomfortable.
Your shoe situation has been consistently
the shoe
bad.
Shoe situation.
No, her Alice shoes have been okay, I think.
Well, the one thing about the Alice is that I had those Doc Marten boots that were like her boots.
Yeah, so and they were already like worn in.
Yeah, and they had like the straps, so those were perfect. No, when I make an outfit, I mean, comfort the way you think of a zipper should be here, this should be here, this should be there, but it's not a priority.
No.
I want it to look right.
Yeah. But you do make, it's not really comfortable, but you
think about it.
You do make, like, little inner pockets for yourself and stuff, which is good.
You make it wearable.
Because I don't think that's the one. What's your most memorable cosplay experience? That's a hard question. I don't even remember what we answered. I think we just always answered, like, little goofy bits.
Yeah. I don't remember
what we answered. Memorable cosplay experience. I don't know. I think
about I said, oh, I said mine was when we were at Anime Expo together, and that guy was like, can we do a little photo shoot? And he took really nice pictures of us outside at Anime Expo, and that was, like, the first time we had ever, like, gotten a nice picture of ourselves
with
from
a real camera. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pull this aside. Oh, that's a good memory. I can't remember things.
Right?
Yeah.
There's only so much space up here.
Yeah.
The whole thing was great.
Everything. All of it. All the time. Do you have any funny, embarrassing con stories? I think I said... I didn't... What did I say? I didn't have any, but I've seen other people be embarrassed a little bit.
Oh, the fainting girl?
Did I say that was embarrassing? It wasn't really embarrassing. Remember. It was just like, oh, that happened. Jeez.
Well, no. Well, I don't want to embarrass myself. I don't know. One time I was wearing that Dalek skirt, and I sat down on it. Woo! Got up. I mean, that was in the middle of a panel. But...
That's good.
I mean, I didn't let it ruin my day.
did one of the balls get dented or anything?
Yeah, because I actually intentionally kind of did lower in the back.
Oh.
So I could sit down, but it wasn't low enough. Oh, God.
Did you make that from a pattern or?
No, she just
made
it.
Made that up.
They have a pattern for that now.
Yeah.
Do we talk about that?
Did we?
I don't know. Maybe.
They have McCall's or Simpli. I don't know who it was. They have a Dalek dress and the
doctor dress.
The police box.
The TARDIS box.
Oh, the TARDIS dress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember in my day when people had to make their own.
Yeah, churn their own butter. We walked 8 miles to school.
In the snow.
Yeah.
Uphill both
ways.
No
shoes.
Man, I'm not really good at answering questions today.
No, I like that story about your dress. Because like you just forget.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, I'm going to sit down.
You're right. And then you're like, no. That was really that's the only one I ever made that I couldn't sit down in.
Right.
And then when I used the restroom, I had to like take it off.
Like the whole thing? Did it just sit by itself?
I would like put it, yeah, take it off and sit down, and I would step out of it. So it was like,
what? Was it hoops?
It wasn't hoop, but what did I do? I fused some fabric to like, I made a like cardboard pattern,
mm-hmm.
and I fused some fabric to it, and then I put those balls like on it, so it was like firm.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because I want it to look, you know, not like fabric,
right.
More like the metal.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you want to do
it? Yeah, sure. Well, if you'd like to support Elite Cosplay, go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon. That'll take you to our affiliate link. Any purchase that you make through Amazon, your regular day-to-day things or anything cosplay related, gives us a small kickback. That kickback helps us create more content for you.
Also, don't forget to check out elitecosplay.com/shop where we have super cool cosplay t-shirts.
Don't you have a new one yet?
Oh, we're trying.
We're trying.
Yeah. It costs a lot to make
I know.
Shirts.
It does. You go back to the same place?
Also,
yes.
our t-shirts are pretty cool. Cooler than other t-shirts.
Are they
just
cool?
Just an FYI.
T-shirts?
So elitecosplay.com/shop. We got Eat, Sleep, Sew, Repeat in the shape of a sewing machine behind me. I don't know if you can see it. It's super cute. We also have a cosplay shirt where it says cosplay, and it's made out of items that you like cosplay with. If you really look at it, it's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Elitecosplay.com/Amazon. Elitecosplay.com/shop. I love you. Okay, bye.
Yes. Thank you, Holly.
Yep. I should be that person at the end of the commercial that talks really fast about the rules. What are you looking at?
Huh? Nothing. I'm just staring at you.
Oh, you're looking at my boobies?
That would be so weird of you. I know he's like, duh. Like, he's just like,
no.
I feel like I just want to say duh right
His
now.
His face is like, I don't know if I should just say yes or if I should just be like, no. No, there's a... So that we did this one video that people love to harp on.
The Kevin abuse video.
Yes, the hashtag abuse Kevin video. So,
oh, the posing video.
The posing video where we're together. And I guess in the video, Kevin's looking at my boobs. I guess. And I don't know. I mean, he's my boyfriend, so it's not like it's weird or anything. Like, yes, you can look
They're
at my
hypnotic.
Boobs.
They're
hypnotic. They're that hymno frog.
They are a bit. But didn't for a while people not think you guys were dating?
People still don't know we're dating.
Oh, okay.
Like, people ask us awkwardly sometimes. You're like, are
why
you
is he looking at your boobs
together?
Like, are you aware of what's happening? Or is this
well,
like a thing?
I pay him to do that. It's fine.
It makes me feel better. No, it's like Lillian. Remember when she we did that shoot and you guys were together waiting outside she's like, of are the they rain. And she's like, are they like dating or what? What's their deal?
Like, no.
It's because when Kevin and I are together with other people, we don't, like, really, like...
They're not making out the whole time, we're not, like, so it's kind
of
hard.
We're not, like, touch... You know? I don't touch him a lot, like with in front of other people, and, like, he doesn't touch me a lot. So it's, like, we're kind of just sit next to each other. And then when we're doing photo shoots, like, we're very, like, business time. So it's not... I'm not, like, you know, I'm, like, ignoring Kevin and focusing on the cosplayer. And people are, like... I think people... I see it in their eyes. They're, like, confused. They're like, how come you boss him around so much?
Well, I mean, that's every day, but...
Anyways, but... You're...
It's just the natural way.
Oh my God, Kevin killed the light.
We're okay.
But anyways, yes, I guess you look at my boobs in the video, and people... Randomly, people bring it up. And I just want to... I don't reply, because I'm... You know, there's no reason. But sometimes I just want to be like, yes, he can look... It's not a big deal that he's looking at my boobies. It's not, they're there. He wants to look... He can.
Yes. Finally, permission after all these years.
There we go.
But yeah, someone the other day, actually, I replied to them, asked on that video, they're like, are you, I'm sorry if this is nosy, but are you and Kevin dating? And I was like, yes, we're dating.
Maybe you add that. You know, you guys are dating.
We put off this aura that says we're not, I guess. I don't know. I think we try really hard to be professional.
Yeah, maybe too hard.
Yeah. Like, sometimes our emails we write are, like, super professional, and then it gives people the illusion sometimes that we're more, like, serious than we are, I think. Like, yes. One girl thought we were, like, a full business with, like, 50 employees and shit. And I was like, our emails are too professional.
Oh.
I don't know, but it's hard lawyers. Not to write a professional email when someone contacts us.
Well, it's business stuff, too. I mean, you gotta learn, you know, emails are very important.
It's literally...
You can't be too casual when money is involved, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hey, emoji.
Something, you want some dollar signs, you want some pics?
Yeah. Cost is $2 signs.
Yeah.
Damn millennials.
Hey, we are them. You can't say damn millennials because that's
us. I know.
We are ruining the society.
Yeah. No, I know. And just the emails and stuff like that. It's just because that's what I do all day, every day.
Yeah,
it's just write
Kevin's
emails.
Kevin's full-time job is emails. So.
When I
ask him for help, it's like super professional. So I like insert a smiley face to make myself seem more casual. I'm like,
yeah,
casual smiley face at the end of the email.
You should write that in parentheses. Those words written are casual smiley face.
God. I mean... Sometimes we get emails that are like, where did you learn to write an email? Like, they're just like words. Like, they're not even like full sentences sometimes. And I'm like,
I mean, if you haven't had like a job that I remember
that deals with email,
the first time I had to write emails at Borders, Denise pulled me aside and said, Rebecca, be careful with how you write emails. All right. I don't know if she was talking specifically, she might have been talking specifically to me, but she's like, because you can. Things don't come across the same as when you're talking.
Right.
Inflection. And I remember her saying that to me, and I'm like, all right. I just went from there.
Well, you can kind of like, if someone writes you an email that's very professional, you don't want to write one back that's like,
no, you have to match. Yeah, their intensity.
Yeah.
So and like, don't go text message with it. I think sometimes.
If someone's if I write an email to someone and then they're a little more casual back, I'll take it back a notch a little bit. It'll still be professional, but not as like, as like robotic.
Yeah,
but it's always refreshing. I got an email last night from someone, and it was like very nicely worded and like perfectly, like everything was like, I understand, blah 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 blah, let's do this, see you later. And I was
you
like
responded
this is...
with yes,
and I was like
bitch.
Yes, B.
We all same page, hashtag email.
But I was like, I mean, I might have been a little tipsy last night, but I was like reading it, and I was like, this is the most refreshing email I've ever gotten.
Done.
So guys, emails are important.
Yeah.
English class is important.
Yeah, I guess all three of us have had jobs where email, because I've been front desk multiple jobs, and that's like,
yeah,
that's like really important. So I had to be like,
good emails.
God. Although I'm better at the phone than Kevin.
No,
you missed the really good voicemail I left the other day. Yeah.
Kevin's voicemails are so funny.
Sometimes I ramble, and then and I then, catch then, myself then, in the ramble,
and then stutter, and then repeat, and then yeah. and then just hang up.
Yep. Yeah. I think it's 50-50 sometimes.
You think it's when I'm there you have a hard time?
It's when I overthink it, is what happens. When I plan too much in advance. Like, if I kind of have a rough idea of what's going on and I just go for it, it's fine. But it's because I sat, sometimes, like, when I sit and think about things too much, then I have, like, all these paths that I'm like, oh, I'll go this way, or I'll go this way. And then I'll start talking, and I'm going down this way. I'm like, oh, no, it's a better idea to go this way. So I'll jump across to this other path, and I'll start going down
and
that
And then your
way.
Sentence is halfway finished, and then you don't complete it.
Exactly. So yeah, if I don't think about stuff too much and I just go for it, it works, usually.
So you gotta do that. Yeah. That's your strategy.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
So yeah, and that's the same with my emails. And that's why it takes me forever to write some emails sometimes, is because I'll just think about it too much. I just need to smash my keyboard and go.
So I know I've talked about this a couple times on here, but Yaya's cosplay line officially released in Joann's the other day, recently.
So what we saw was like a pre-release? Or?
I think they just put it out there. I think there was an official launch date, and then I think people get sent stuff and they're just like, ugh, and put it out there.
What? They don't have those stickers like at Borders that says "Do not put out on floor."
I'm pretty sure sometimes that would happen at Borders, though.
Oh, like with the Harry Potter book, it was in that black wrapped palette.
No, and the Harry Potter book was crazy.
Piece of paper, and it was like a, like almost pretty much a federal offense to even slice open a little bit.
They had this tape that had a pattern on it, so you knew if it was sliced open before, and then like the box was designed, it had stuff on the box, and like it said like Harry Potter on the box, and
it was super intense. But we haven't had one since then that was that intense.
Like, no, that was the only intense one. But I mean, you had, so books come out on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
But we had those books that we were supposed to put out on Tuesdays, but I'm sure they got put out accidentally before sometime.
Oh, sure.
Like James Patterson or whatever.
Oh, come on. You can pretty much put out a book every day.
Fucking James Patterson.
Who are you, man? What is this?
Stop writing.
Anyway.
What were we talking about?
So I guess it officially got released. So she made like a post like, oh, you know, it's been something I've been working towards. And she had like an interview with Forbes or whatever. And people were like just annoyed at the prices. They were just like, I'm just not, like, it's not feasible for me. And I've seen that a couple times.
Well, yeah, I mean, the demographic isn't entirely the most.
Right. So,
you're dealing with younger people.
Right. But what I figure is, it's one of those things where when you can target a higher paying demographic that's just willing to pay for something that's there and done already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to do it. So then, you know, you might sell less, but you'll make more money selling that less.
So there'll be the people.
Yeah, there's always people that are willing to pay.
There's always people with money.
There's always
people. I'm sure, and I'm sure it's been the majority probably of the people successful. Could be bitching
about it. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I've just seen that, I mean,
people aren't happy about the prices.
I haven't seen anyone buy it and be like, I love this, that's my thing, yet.
Well, we need
I'm sure it'll happen, but
anime expo, like a convention far enough out, you'll start seeing it.
Yeah, that's what I think too. It's fresh right now, so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
There's just a lot of people who haven't probably even seen it yet that are just like viewing the prices online and being like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, but then maybe you see it in real life and you're like, okay. Maybe. Okay.
I just saw it again this morning, so I was reminded of it, and I was like, because I touched them, and I was like, I'm good.
Yeah. Don't need them.
The four-way stretch, though, I don't know, does Joann's have any four-way stretch? They have a lot of two-way stretch. But I also don't, like, stretch everything in the store, so I don't know. But I assume they have a four-way stretch somewhere. Maybe at the Tukwila one, the nice one.
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyways.
What would you make out of a four-way stretch?
You make, like, body suits out of four-way stretch.
What about
superhero
tights?
Superhero
stuff. Are those two-way or four-way?
They can be four-way, yeah. Like leggings?
And leggings.
Yeah, leggings.
Yeah.
You can jump and do stuff. Be flexible.
Yeah, they're just super... Actually, four-way stretch leggings would be, like... Oh yeah, I think I'll do my like yoga. Oh, yeah. Like
yes,
I think yas be.
Yes.
What?
We're talking
like YAAS space B.
Yeah. Hashtag.
Yas B.
I think I'm having an aneurysm.
Like we're saying stuff, but English. It's translating different. Oh my gosh.
She's being hip. Yeah. She's being on fleek.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't think that's
hashtag.
I don't think that's in anymore.
Damn it!
Well, I haven't seen fleek in a while, so.
What do you say now? On point? Or is that out too?
Oh shit.
On Jenner.
On Jenner?
On Donner, on Dasher, on Jenner.
Yeah. On Kylie.
Yeah.
Hashtag
there you go.
Kylie Jenner.
Hashtag.
Tyga.
Tyga.
Oh god. Anyways, this podcast has devolved into hashtags. Anyways, you got anything for me today?
I don't have much this week. Let me think here. Did I see anything cool this week? I haven't seen much cool stuff.
It's been kind of slow these past couple weeks. I'll be frank.
Well, we're about to go into con season.
Yeah, it's starting. I mean, it kind of started. I feel like KatsuCon is kind of like the bump, but. Oh, yeah. Are you ready?
Four.
I don't know. The con season to start.
I'm ready.
Although we drink a con and then we have a long break again.
Yeah. This is the longest gap we've not been to a con.
It is. It's from Anime Expo till now. And that's the longest we've gone without going to a con. So we're a little confused. And I'm like nervous for next week.
Because we usually go to ALA, but they moved this year and we didn't want to go.
Yeah. Usually we go to some sort of like early winter con.
Or AkiCon in November, October.
We haven't been to that in a few years now.
Yeah, we haven't gone to that in a few years, yeah.
But yeah, so. But we did, talking about Baltimore last night made me scared for Otakon.
Oh, I wouldn't worry too much about it. Dan said it was fine.
Dan?
Yeah, he said he'd been to that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know, but we like walk around with our gear a lot. I'm like paranoid. Every city we go to, I'm like, like any city I don't know, I'm just like, nope. Get away.
I mean, here's the thing you have to think about too. We used to walk from AX from the hotel all the way to the con, and that would be like 2 miles of open air exposure. If that doesn't scare you in downtown LA, then I don't know.
Open air exposure? That sounds unhealthy. Yeah,
is downtown LA that scary though?
It's parts of it.
Parts of it. Well, you guys went that one time.
Well, we went on Skid Row and accidentally.
Yeah, we did.
But we don't walk down Skid Row when we're there. To me, downtown LA is like kind of abandoned, so.
Yeah, so that can be kind of sketchy at moments.
Mm-hmm. I think it's getting better, though, a little bit.
Good.
Yeah, good job. Good job,
it's
downtown LA.
Very good.
Yeah. Okay, well, Kevin's got nothing.
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 Rebecca.
Nothing.
I bring everything to the podcast this week.
Yes, you do.
And Nix and Lancetti, thank you for writing us emails.
Yeah.
If you want to ever write us an email, info@leakcosplay.com or rebecca@leakcosplay.com, because that exists. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to go to leakcosplay.com/Amazon to support us, or leakcosplay.com/shop to buy our really awesome cool shirts. They're really cool, guys, and they're super soft and stretchy. 4-way stretch, okay?
No guarantees.
We love you, and we'll see you guys next week. I don't know if it will be at SakuraCon, but we'll try.
We'll try.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.